Many years ago, when a person who owed money could be thrown into jail, a merchant in London had the misfortune to owe a huge sum to a moneylender. The moneylender, who was old and ugly, fancied the merchant's beautiful teenage daughter. He proposed a bargain. He said he would cancel the merchant's debt if he could have the girl instead. Both the merchant and his daughter were horrified at the proposal, so the cunning moneylender proposed that they let Providence decide the matter. He told them that he would put a black pebble and a white pebble into an empty money bag, and then the girl would have to pick out one of the pebbles. If she chose the black pebble, she would become his wife and her father's debt would be cancelled. If she chose the white pebble, she would stay with her father and the debt would still be cancelled. But if she refused to pick out a pebble, her father would be thrown into the jail and she would starve. Reluctantly, the merchant agreed. They were standing on a pebble-strewn path in the merchant's garden as they talked, and the moneylender stooped down to pick up the two pebbles. As he picked up the pebbles, the girl, sharp-eyed with fright, noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and put them into the money bag. He then asked the girl to pick out the pebbles that was to decide her fate and that of her father. "Imagine that you are standing on that path in the merchant's garden. What would you have done if you had been the unfortunate girl? If you had had to advise her, what would you have advised her to do? What type of thinking would you use to solve the problem? You may believe that careful, logical analysis must solve the problem if there is a solution. This type of thinking is straightforward, vertical thinking. The other type of thinking is lateral thinking. Vertical thinkers are not usually of much help to a girl in this situation. The way they analyze it, there are three possibilities. 1. The girl should refuse to take pebbles. 2. The girl should show that there are two black pebbles in the bag and the moneylender as a cheat. 3. The girl should take a black pebble and sacrifice herself in order to save her father from prison. None of the suggestions are very helpful, for if the girl does not take a pebble, her father goes to prison, and if she does take a pebble, then she has to marry the moneylender. The story shows the difference between vertical thinking and lateral thinking. Vertical thinkers are concerned with the fact that the girl has to take a pebble. Lateral thinkers become concerned with the pebble that is behind. Vertical thinkers take the most reasonable view of a situation and then proceed logically and carefully to work it out. Lateral thinkers tend to explore all the different ways of looking at something rather than accepting the most promising and proceeding from that. The girl in the pebble story put her hand into the money bag and drew out a pebble. Without looking at it, she fumbled and let it fall to the path, where it was immediately lost among all the others. "Oh, how clumsy of me," she said. "But never mind. If you look into the bag, you will be able to tell which pebble I took by the color of the one that is left." Since the remaining pebble is, of course, black, it must be assumed that she has taken the white pebble, since the moneylender dare not admit his dishonesty. In this way, by using lateral thinking, the girl changes what seems to be an impossible situation into an extremely advantageous one. The girl is actually better off than if the moneylender had been honest and had put one black and one white pebble into the bag, for then she would have had only an even chance of being saved. As it is, she is sure of remaining with her father and at the same time having his debt cancelled.